Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Kalimantan located in the middle of Indonesia. Australia conveys its interest in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Referring to a possible choice of location for a new capital city to replace Jakarta, President Joko Widodo said Kalimantan Island is located in the middle of Indonesia. With regards to the environment, traffic, and water, Java Island, with a population of some 149 million people, comprising 57% of the country's total population, is unlikely to support the development of a new capital city. Jakarta is no longer fit to maintain its status as the country's capital city. The metropolitan city is very crowded, with roads only constituting 6.2% of its total area, while it should ideally be 15% at least. Losses as a result of Jakarta's traffic jams are estimated to reach some 100 trillion rupiahs in 2019. Besides, 50% of Jakarta is prone to flooding. The Australian Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia, Alastair Cox, in Jakarta Tuesday, April 13, conveyed Australia's commitment to support development programs in Indonesia. This was said when he was present at the economic discussion at the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, or LIPI, which discussed the challenges of the Indonesian economy of post the general elections on April 17. Alastair Cox said that Australia has an interest in supporting development programs in Indonesia. Until now, Australia has provided assistance to the Indonesian government and provided academic and technical input in improving development throughout the country. Alastair Cox further said, as a big country, Indonesia's success and failure will have an impact on all countries in the region. Therefore, Australia is committed to supporting economic development in Indonesia as part of Australia's interests.
This country of 266, to be soon a country of 300 million people by 2040 or so, is of tremendous importance to us. If this country is a success, that's our success. If this country has real problems, that's our problem too. We're only a country of 25 million, a big continent, but only 25 million to your south. But if this country does not succeed, that's a big problem for us. And we have a very strong interest in your success, and we're determined to work with you to assist in that great objective.
The Australian Deputy Ambassador Alastair Cox also appreciated Indonesia's progress, which has been felt since the independence in 1945. According to him, Indonesia has succeeded in transmitting democracy to remote parts of the country. This can be seen with the existence of regional heads who are able to work with regional parliaments in developing their regions. According to him, the idea of good development at the central level must be well translated so that it can be carried out throughout the regions. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla revealed that negotiations were ongoing between Jakarta and Hanoi over the shared exclusive economic zones in the area. Vice President Yusuf Kala noted in Jakarta on Tuesday that this is since the matter is yet under negotiation. This especially holds relevance with regard to the incident that took place in the Natuna waters. Previously, an online viral video showed the Indonesian Navy battleship KRI Cipta di 381 patrolling Indonesia's exclusive economic zone in the North Natuna Sea, colliding with a Vietnamese ship that was allegedly escorting an illegal fishing boat. Indonesian Navy Fleet Command 1, Commander Admiral Yudo Margono, gave confirmation of this incident that was quoted by the Navy spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Agung Nugroho in Jakarta. The incident took place at a time when the Indonesian Navy ship was conducting a patrol in the Indonesian exclusive economic zone. Kala pointed to no border agreement yet being reached between Indonesia and Vietnam. Hence, Indonesia and Vietnam have taken steps in defending their respective position. Indonesian former President Budiono in Jakarta on Tuesday conveyed the challenges that will be faced by the Indonesian economy in the future. Budiono said to achieve sustainable economic development, the Indonesian government should focus on three aspects of development, namely education, bureaucratic improvement, and infrastructure development. Seeing a number of countries in the Asia region, such as China, Hong Kong, Japan, and Vietnam, Budiono said these countries focused on three aspects in long-term economic development. Indonesia, according to him, can imitate the progress experienced by these countries so that the Indonesian economy can also grow rapidly in the next few years.
Pendidikan yang pertama itu mereka sangat apa itu memberikan prioritas. Yang kedua adalah birokrasi.
Firstly, they pay great attention to education. Secondly, is bureaucracy. What have been decided at the policy level there was came to the implementation level, and it may be conducted by a top-down system. Thirdly, is infrastructure. I think it can be seen in the current extraordinary development of infrastructures in China. Furthermore, Budiono explained that in order to achieve the economic growth, in addition to focusing on development in the aspects of education, bureaucracy, and infrastructure, Indonesia must also be able to carry out a number of requirements so that the economic growth can be run sustainably. Some of these requirements include long-term sustainable development, planning, and dual impact of infrastructure development. The dual impact is the ability of infrastructure to reduce production costs and increase the speed of distribution of goods. Indonesia will create a long-term strategy to implement the Paris Agreement in line with the Indonesia 2045 vision, the Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC, and other low-emission policies. The low-emission development program was vital, though implementing it would be a challenge. Rwanda Agung Sugadirman, Director General for Climate Change Mitigation of the Environmental Affairs and Forestry Ministry, remarked in Jakarta on Monday during the 2050 Pathways Workshop themed Vision 2050 Indonesia and Long-Term Objective of the Paris Agreement. The National Development Planning Board, BAPENAS, has devised a low-carbon development initiative in the Indonesian 2045 vision, in connection with the century of Indonesia. The Vision 2045 is a major challenge as it sets going a low-carbon development program in the National Midterm Development Plan 2020-2024. APEC economies have preserved to amp up women's involvement at work and as leaders to drive economic growth, noted APEC's Policy Partnership for Women and Economies, written statement issued received in Jakarta. Chile, the APEC 2019 host, is leaving no stone unturned in its efforts to rope in a more number of women into the workforce and calling on the private sector to take more concerted steps to this end. South America's most stable economy has made progress in safeguarding the rights of women workers, though below 50% of all women are working, in comparison with 72% of their male counterparts. Nonetheless, studies point to more women being employed and working as leaders, translating to greater productivity growth. Firms can bring about positive change by promoting more women. Currently, women constitute just 6.4% of the boards of directors in the private sector, then 42% in state-owned companies. Carolina Cuevas, the Undersecretary for Women and Gender Equity in Chile, emphasized that women should be placed in no less than 10% of the executive posts in private sector. Indonesia Virtual Pro League, or IVPL, an organization focusing on electronic sports, better known as esports, is keen to hold the Viva 19 International Tournament, the 2019 Asian Cup. The Youth and Sports Ministry, through Secretary Gatot Dewabroto, voiced the government's support while welcoming the IVPL group that had paid a recent visit to the Sports and Youth Ministry office in Senayan area of Jakarta. Indonesia Virtual Pro League, formed since 2012, has also currently obtained direct permission from EA Sports to hold a tournament. The IVPL visit to Kemenpora aims to forge collaboration with the government for participation to support other important tournaments. Furthermore, the IVPL is looking to introduce itself to Kemenpora on the government's behalf, as it has taken part in developing this sports economy in the nation. Dewabroto further explained the ministry's readiness to lend support to these activities and tournaments, and its upbeat of Indonesia's recording achievements. That was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Commentary today is on succession of the Japanese Empire. April the 30th, 2019 is a historic day for the Japanese because since the modern era, this is the first time a Japanese emperor has abdicated. Usually, succession occurs because the emperor is dead. It also became the end of Heisei era and entered the new era of Reiwa. This new era was also special because this period marked original Japanese taken from the 8th century poetry. Before this, 247 periods used nuances of culture outside of Japan. Japan inherited by Crown Prince Naruhito is indeed no longer the same as Japan inherited by Emperor Akihito. Japan in the Heisei period was in a condition called economic miracle, even magical, rising from destruction after World War II and transforming into an economic power. However, there was price to be paid. The Japanese military role was reduced to become self-defense forces. Such it was the development of Japan that it became the number two economy in the world after the United States. But the era was followed by the eruption of the growth bubble into a drag economy. This period has until now been called a lost decade. But even though there was a succession, the emperor who would assume his position faced quite a challenge. The Japanese economy has lagged behind the People's Republic of China, which is now the number two economy. The nuclear threat from North Korea is also a scourge for Japan. Domestically, there is a desire for the government to make the Japanese military play a leading role. It is important because the neighboring Chinese military is growing rapidly. The emperor, meanwhile, does not have administrative political power, but it is still respected by his people. Indonesia welcomed the succession with the presence of a special presidential envoy to Japan. The hope of this succession is in accordance with the Reiwa era, namely balanced internal and external harmony. Goodbye Heisei era, welcome Reiwa era. That was commentary on succession of the Japanese Empire, from Voice of Indonesia to the world. Today in history, what happened on May the 1st? I'll start with World Labor Day. World Labor Day began with the demonstration of workers in the United States in 1886, which demanded 8 hours of work. This demand was related to the current conditions when workers were forced to work for 12 to 16 hours per day. The monumental event, which became the culmination of the Union of the World Labor Movement, was the holding of the International Labor Congress in 1889. The Congress, attended by hundreds of delegates from various countries, decided 8 hours of work per day, which became the main demands of the workers throughout the world. In addition, the Congress also welcomed the proposal of a labor delegation from the United States that made May the 1st a World Labor Day, while Indonesia began commemorating Labor Day on May the 1st, 1920. We turn to the Remembrance Day of the Liberation of West Irian, a name that was used for Irian Jaya or Papua today. When Indonesia proclaimed independence on August 17, 1945, the Dutch retained power in the western region of Papua Island. According to the Dutch, the area was still one of the provinces of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, but the Indonesian authorities refused and Papua became a contested area between the two countries. This was then discussed in various international institutions. In 1962, the United States pressured the Dutch to agree to carry out secret talks with Indonesia, which resulted in the New York Agreement. This agreement contains the surrender of Western Papua from the Netherlands. On May 1, 1963, Western Papua returned to Indonesia. I'll end today in history today with Ayrton Senna passes away. Professional car racer from Brazil, Ayrton Senna was killed in a tragic accident in Bologna, Italy on May 1, 1994. According to former British driver Damon Hill, the best Formula One driver of all time was killed by his own mistakes. Ayrton Senna, who had won the world title 3 times, died at the age of 34 after crashing into the fence of the Imola circuit at the corner of Tamburello. Damon Hill was sure there was nothing wrong with the car Senna used at the time. He pointed to speed as an important factor in the fatal accident. Senna is fed to go too fast at the corner. Well, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta to the world. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Ku tutup mata, hindari pagi. Tenggelam di dalam, galau tak pasti. Aku hiraukan suara hati yang ingin berlari. Rindukan mentari. Duduk sendiri, rasa sepi. Musim berganti dan ku masih begini. Namun kau buka pintu hatiku dengan sentuhan kasih. Ku tak sama lagi. Aha!
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan katakan bila
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Tourism industry is developing in Indonesia nowadays. Every province in Indonesia begins to show its tourism potential. Natural or artificial tourism objects become the main destination to attract both domestic and foreign tourists to make a visit to the country. Uniqueness becomes one of the main terms of tourism objects. One of the unique tourism destinations which can be visited by tourists in Malang is Java, is called Colorful Village. If the tourists arrive at this village, comfort, trouble, and curiosity immediately can be felt. A group of women welcome them in the front of village's gate while giving entrance tickets and souvenirs produced by local people. Various kinds of bright colors make the tourist's eyes fresh when exploring the village. Comfort, beauty, and freshness are the first impression which comes to one's mind. The village, which previously was not attractive because it was a slum area, changes to be a beautiful place which is appropriate to be visited. According to the local people, initiative to color and clean the village was from the students who were conducting real-world college practice. Besides being beautiful, every corner of the village becomes a beautiful spot to take pictures. This beautiful spot makes the local people to start promoting their village through social media. Bright colors are chosen to be beautiful background of their picture to take pictures. In a short time, various photographs with colorful village as the background becomes viral on social media and attract both foreign and domestic tourists to visit this village. Local people keep going to make their village more beautiful, and also they develop glass bridge to connect the two villages which are separated with a river. So set your time to come to the colorful village in Malang, East Java. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Thank you for listening.
Oh,
Alright, listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Memesan Taksi Daring or Ordering Online Taxi. Next is a conversation about memesan taksi daring or ordering online taxi. Next is a conversation between Tony and a woman taxi driver by phone. Tony checked out from the hotel because he will stay at Joko's house. He ordered a taxi online to go to Joko's house. Then the taxi driver calls him.
Hello?
Hello, dengan Bapak Tony?
Ya, maaf, siapa ini?
Saya dari Gokar. Posisi Bapak di mana ya?
Oh, di lobi Hotel Mutiara.
Baik, Pak. Mohon ditunggu.
As usual, after the conversation, I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Hello, dengan Bapak Tony. Hello, dengan Bapak Tony. Or, hello, is it Mr. Tony? Siapa ini? Siapa ini? With whom am I speaking? Saya dari Gokar. Posisi Bapak di mana? Saya dari Gokar. Posisi Bapak di mana? Posisi Bapak di mana? In English, or which means I'm from Gokar. Where is your location? Di lobby Hotel Mutiara. Di lobby Hotel Mutiara. Or at the lobby of Mutiara Hotel. Baik, Pak. Mohon tunggu. All right, sir. Please wait. When you order online taxi through application, the driver sometimes calls you to confirm pickup location. The driver usually calls the person who ordered, "Hello, dengan Bapak Tony?" If you want to know the person who are calling, you can ask him or her, "Maaf, siapa ini?" or "Maaf, ini siapa?" which means, "Excuse me, with whom am I speaking?" If the driver asks you, "Posisi Bapak di mana?" you have to mention your location clearly, for example, di lobby Hotel Mutiara, or at the lobby of Mutiara Hotel, di depan hotel, or in front of hotel, di dekat hotel, or near the hotel. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Hello?
Hello, dengan Bapak Tony?
Ya, maaf, siapa ini?
Saya dari Gokar. Posisi Bapak di mana ya?
Oh, di lobi Hotel Mutiara.
Baik, Pak. Mohon ditunggu.
Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can helpful to those who want to know about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week for more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. We'll be right back.
cerdas. Terlalu azab merebak, udara keruh bertubah. Seorang aku tercekat. Banyak tangan minta pertolongan, wajah pucat lidera derita. Oh, bersentuh nurani apakah
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to meet you again in Music Corner. For today's edition, I present you a song entitled Bujang Lapo from West Kalimantan. Bujang Lapo is a witty song, but full of messages. The lyric tells about a single man, although he has a mature age. He just eating and sleeping all the day. He uses sharp fragrance perfume like a young man and the rich, whereas he doesn't have money. The last part of the song, which was composed by DJ Bandi, tells about messages not to emulate the man who called Bujang Lapo. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Bujang Lapo by DJ Bandi. Happy listening.
Anemak si bujang lapo, udah tua badan bekapo. Ini cerita si bujang lapo, nak merokok ngutanglah dulu. Ini cerita si bujang lapo, udah tua badan bekapo. Ini cerita si bujang lapo, nak merokok ngutanglah dulu. Ini cerita si bujang lapo, udah tua badan bekapo. Ini cerita si bujang lapo, nak merokok ngutanglah dulu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. and stay with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @VoiIndonesia, email voi@voinews.id.